This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
First day of camp, is that usually an exciting day?
It's always an exciting day. Always got a bit of jitters, always tough to fall asleep, and yeah, it's a fun day.
You still get jitters now?
Every time. Still, you know, it's, I don't know. I've always said that, or I've always thought that you get that nervous feeling, you get that nervous energy, and it's different than when you're younger, but you still have those little, that little bit of anxiety and just, but you use it for good, so I don't think that'll ever go away.
How do your kids feel about it?
My youngest is the most excited. He's two, and he's a spitting image of my six-year-old. So it's he's obsessed with hockey and wants to watch highlight videos all day and wants to watch. He went on the ice last year at the end of the year, so he wants to see himself on the ice, and he's pretty fired up.
So many of the returning players, even the new guys, showed up here pretty early. It's been a couple of weeks where you guys have had some skates, and guys have come and gone, of course, but it's been a much bigger group than in years past. I mean, what does it tell you about the buy-in, and what's it like just to see how different things are now compared to a year ago when camp started, and you guys have that foundation in place in terms of the room?
Yeah, it's nice that guys wanted to come back. Guys wanted to spend time with each other, and they yearn for that camaraderie and that competition. And, you know, guys went out and they golfed a lot of different places, and, they're just starting to do different things out in the community together. And, I've said it before, it reminds me when I was on the island and I was younger, and that's what we wanted to be together. And something that we're definitely building, an overall culture, overall game here, but that's something that is a great, great foundation, great first step.
Kyle, you talked last year, at the end of last season, how some of the stuff, not everything can carry over, but some things can carry over in the way that you guys finish. How confident are you that there is still can be some carryover, but you just can't say, that this team just can't say, well, we showed up, it's going to happen automatically?
You got to work. Everybody's been off for, 4 or 5 months. And it's not like you just snap your fingers and you're in the same condition that you were last year. I mean, it doesn't matter. You got to get into game shape. You got to get those reps in. You got to have the buy-in 100% again. You can't have the mindset of, we had a good end of last season, so we should get some respect and we should be able to step our foot off the gas a little bit and just get results. Like, that's not okay, and that's not going to be our mindset. And, we're going to work for everything that we're going to get, especially here in camp. And that's what I'm most excited about is it is a new year. Everybody starts at 0-0. And, sure, there's the camaraderie, there's the fellowship, there's the way that we came together, and that's going to remain. But you got to go earn your results no matter what.
I always saw in the team video that they put out about free agency how Kevin gave you the heads up and suggested maybe you call Comrie. I mean, this is the third GM you've played for here. How has your relationship with Kevin really evolved in the last year and a half?
It's evolved a lot. It's it's always difficult when you have turnover. You spoke about it. It's been three GMs and four coaches, and it feels like we definitely have some stability, and Kevin's done a heck of a job providing that for us, and Donnie. And, you know, when he took over, I went in and we had a really good initial conversation, but it didn't go a whole lot further than that for a while. And, you know, I'm not going to go reach out just to go reach out, and it has to happen the way that it's supposed to, and it has to be a natural thing. And it seemed to do that. And, you know, we share a lot of the same values as people. And when you do that, or when you share those things, it's easy to cultivate a positive relationship. And I think that we've done that over the last year and a half. Asplin or Darlene?
Darlene, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I knew who you were talking about. Aspie looks really good, too. So, you know, he's got a quiet confidence about him. And the biggest thing that I notice is that he's comfortable in his own skin. And he just looks like he's matured about 3 years in the last 12 months. And, you know, that's a really positive thing. And you know, it's like he knows he doesn't have to say stuff now, and he's not forcing it. It's just who he is. He's just competitive. But he also observes too. And I think that's something that he's really grown into is his ability to perceive what's going on and just take it all in, and then, you know, form his own opinion and able to speak on it. So, it's been really nice to see him grow up a little bit, and obviously his game blossomed last year, and he turned into you know, a heck of a defenseman, and he's only going to continue to get better.
He was up here. There's an assertiveness maybe to him that wasn't there before. And he said, "I really realized early last season that if I'm myself and not trying to be anyone, that's going to help me." And it's, he stopped trying to impress other people in that sense. I mean, what about that? It just how encouraging is that to have a guy with that kind of talent who showed it on the ice to be coming into the season?
Well, nobody's going to be at their best if they're trying to be somebody that they're not. It's just a fact of life. You know, if you're trying to write for somebody else, you're not going to be the best journalist that you can be. You know, you got to write for what you believe in, and it's the same as a hockey player. You got to, and as a person, like, you have to be comfortable in your own skin enough to be able to make a hard decision. And, you know, there's times where, you know, young guys, they try to fit in, they try to do something that they're not comfortable with because they feel like the group will accept that behavior. And for him to hear that quote and for him to come to that realization is a huge thing. And I think it's something that probably freed him up mentally and allowed his game to take off to another level. So, you know, hopefully we can get all the guys in that mindset, and something that, you know, I definitely preach.
You've been a leader here since you arrived at Buffalo, but last season it was a different situation. You guys in a lot of ways were starting clean slate with the culture. Did you learn anything about yourself as a leader or grow in any way just through experience of last season and all you guys went through and what you built together?
I did. I grew in a couple different ways. The biggest one for myself personally was that I just quit trying to put fires out, and I just said, I'm just going to take care of myself. And when I did that, everything else just kind of seemed to fall into place. And that's like the airplane mantra: put your own mask on before everybody else's. So, you know, when I started to do that, it just seemed to kind of unlock something. And I've been myself for 6 years, and that's not going to change. And I'm going to continue to be honest with everybody that I interact with. And I haven't changed. I'm not a different person, but you know, in the situation that we're in, it's fun to watch a group that is moldable and is able to grow in a lot of different ways. It's just fun to watch them flourish together, and it's something that, you know, I try to not give advice. I just, if somebody asks me a question, I'm going to answer it or provide little tidbits here and there. But, you know, they have to figure a lot of things out on their own. And, you know, I try and help create a culture that allows that.
How does it feel to be able to do that now as opposed to, you know, 3-4 years ago where things were obviously different, maybe a little bit tighter?
It feels good. It feels good that we're getting there. You know, culturally, it feels like we're in a really good place. And, we've had our challenges here over the past, you know, I've been here 6 years. We've definitely had challenging times. And, you know, to see where the city is and the excitement that there is over this team and the team in the South Towns, the Bills, like, it's fun to be around. And it's something that people notice. And, you know, I just love being a part of it, and it's it was a fun summer around town talking to people about it for sure.
When Donnie came in, and one of his messages is he just kept repeating this message: be better. As simple as that is, and maybe the simplicity of it is important. How does that go around? You know, how does that is accepted by the players, knowing that this team has made some steps but needs overall to be better to achieve another goal?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of players that are hungry to do that. And, you know, from the first day of camp, we got guys here a long time, you know, working on their games just because they want to be better and they want to be around, and they're a bunch of rink rats who just love the game of hockey. And so I think that mantra is something that the group's really going to grasp. And you don't have to tell a lot of those guys to do that. They're just gonna do it because they want to be the best. You got guys like Dahls and Mitzi and Cousins and, you know, Samuelson, all these young guys that just want more. You know, they all want more ice. They want the puck with 5 minutes left in a tie game. You know, there's a ton of guys on our team that have that mentality. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good place to start for us this year.
What's possible this season?
A lot, I would say. There's a potential that you're always looking for, and we don't know what that is. You know, there's always surprise teams in the league both ways, and nobody has really any idea who those teams are going to be. There's probably not one reporter in the league that took LA to make the playoffs last year, or the Rangers to be in the conference finals. So there's always surprise teams, but that can go both ways. And you got to have a little bit of luck, but you have to make sure that you're in it every day. And that's something that the young guys in there, they're learning how to be pros. And that potential is only going to be greater as they continue to mature in their development. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.